Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is the How Awesome Is This podcast with Howard Jones and Charlie Belmore and Brian and myself. We watched the movie Fried Berry.
It was one of the strangest movies I've ever seen.
It is a real trip, and we got a lot of spoilers ahead. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, pause the podcast, go watch the movie, come back, because we're going fucking bananas over this movie. You'll see. I loved it. I'm waiting for Fried Berry 2, Electric Boogaloo. Refried Berry. Oh, wait. And shout out. I got a shout out to director. Actually, I'll do the Patreon shout outs. We got some new patrons. You could have heard this way earlier, and you could have watched it earlier if you would have just subscribed over at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code JASTA. You'll see the video. And then once a month, we do the audio early on patreon.com/JASTA. So shout out to our new patrons. We got Patrick Mayer, or is it Mahar Mayer? Big shout out to Patrick coming on board for a year of Patreon. Big thanks, Patrick. Also, Jamie Hart. Shout out to Jamie Hart. And Ben. Doesn't say your last name, Ben, but we'll give you another shout out next time. This is for you.
Thank you for supporting the show. This is my way to let you know.
Also, want to remind everybody that you can pre-order the Corpse Grinder record. And you can listen, if you listen to the Corpse Grinder record start to finish while you watch Fried Berry, it's like the Wizard of Oz in the water.
Just say that's true. It's
yeah, and you listen to you listen to them at the same time, but you listen with the volume down.
And it just syncs up like a music video.
You'd be bugging out. You'd be losing your fucking mind.
This movie was insane.
Big thank you to IndieMerchStore.com. They will have some copies of the Corpse Grinder. Use the code JASTA10, and after the podcast today, you'll save on all the podcast shirts, Kingdom of Sorrow shirts, JASTA shirts, and of course, they have Cannibal Corpse and, you know, all the killer bands. IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JASTA10. There is a promo code for martyrstore.net, but we'll just have to put it in the show notes because my brain is garbage right now. But martyrstore.net is where you pre-order the Corpse Grinder, and you can pre-order the new Crowbar.
I believe it's called the code Zero and Below. JJ10.
No, it's not working. We got to do a new one. I forget what it is, but I'll message it to you and you can put it in the show notes. And other thing I wanted to say real quick was I've been using I got to give Mad Russian Apothecary a shout out. I've been using their foot balm, their foot butter. It is saving my ass. And my girlfriend thanks you. Thanks to the Mad Russian, because now I'm not scratching her leg when I put my foot over there on her side of the bed. And I just love it. I love their products. I love their beard oil, their hair oil. They just have a great bunch of natural products, not made in some fucking factory by a bunch of slave labor. It's all handmade, small batches. Go to madrussianapothecary.com and use the promo code JASTA21. Also, if you're a Gas Digital Network subscriber, we have an episode up now. What was the one that we just watched? It was the Seagal. What was it? DMX? Why do I keep forgetting this? I forget the name of the movie, but send us suggestions. We just watched this one with Seagal and DMX. And there's also Ernest Scared Stupid up there. So yeah, if you're wondering.
This is episode 20. How awesome is this episode 22?
This is episode 22. So 23 and 24 are up on gasdigitalnetwork.com under the bonus content when you subscribe. You'll see, because you get them early. And we got the Zach Wilde podcast coming on the network. Plus we have Rob Flynn, Jesse Leach, and a bunch of other great podcasts. Finally, I want to thank Seek and Strike Records. Go to seekandstrike.com. Use the promo code JASTA10. Support all their great bands, Upon a Burning Body, Orbit Culture, Wind Covenant, Decayer, and so many more. All right. We have Howard Jones, Charlie Belmore, Brian, and myself for this episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast, episode number 22.
Exit Wounds is the new one.
Exit Wounds. That was it. Fuck. We watched Fried Berry. Now on to the show.
How awesome! How awesome!
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the show. This is the How Awesome Is This podcast. Brian, what number podcast is this?
This is going to be number 22.
Wow.
22. Howard Jones is here back again.
Has it really been 22 of these?
This is the 22nd. How awesome is this?
22 is a lucky number, too, because we watched Fried Barry.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about Fried Barry. This is an instant cult classic. Barry is a drug addict slash dealer, a sort of morally questionable guy without many principles. He lives in Cape Town, South Africa with his wife. His wife has had enough of his shit. His child, who he seemingly gives zero fucks about and rarely acknowledges, is in this movie as well.
His kid had the smallest role in the movie.
I'm just going to say, heroin has to be awesome.
Barry is a little bit of a deadbeat dad, shall we say. And one night, an alien spaceship shoots down a big old beam of light, and now Barry is the alien guinea pig.
First, he goes to a bar and meets up with the sleaziest cat I've ever seen in a movie. And then they go back to his apartment and start sharing heroin needles. That happened first. That's very important to lay out. These dudes were not just dudes. Point.
And they talked about it like there's foreshadowing. Like, hey, we have to share, you know.
He was like, you don't mind sharing, right?
Yeah, I was like, really? Well.
And then the red beam happens.
Yeah. After he's beamed up into this spaceship, he gets probed, you know. If you're tuning into the show, you know it's filled with spoilers, and this movie is filled with fucking and
fucking strange just visuals that make zero sense.
Nothing's really tied together. I mean, it is, but it's not. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it turns into a drug-addled fever dream where Barry is beamed back down to Earth, except now I was calling him, what did I call? Let me look at my notes here. I was calling him the Barian.
The Barian.
Because he has this this passenger, right? A mental passenger that's all about that earthly action. And now he embarks on this journey of sexual and sensual misadventure where this Barry vessel
sensual.
They gave him the Kevorka.
Sensual about this.
Yeah, it was sandpaper.
I guess eating an entire bag of ecstasy or whatever, that was probably the only sensual.
So when I was watching the movie, I was like, this is the last real scene in the movie. Everything after this is a trip. Because he fucking downs, like, you know those big-ass Tums bottles for, like, a school? You know, like, it was one of those, but just full of ecstasy. And he was just like, bah!
Yeah. I mean, everything about this movie was absurd.
completely absurd, especially, like, the cute young chick going up to this dude, which I was like, okay.
That was part of the aliens thing. They gave him the Kevorka.
The Barian, the Barian all of a sudden has like game, like Brad Pitt, like Fight Club Brad Pitt.
Yeah. And even though he looks like an unfinished zombie from The Walking Dead, it just really looks like he had to get out of the makeup chair a little too quick.
He literally looks like my aunt's ex-husband.
Dude, he looks
also
like
a junkie.
Guy, he looks like the guy at the carnival who's like, yeah, he calls you over and it's like $7 for $1. And then he hands you 4 darts and you're like, what happened to 7? And he's like, oh, my bad, dude. And he gives you 3 more. And they're the dullest darts ever. And they got like little fucked up wings on the back of them or whatever you call those things. And you throw it and it like peters out and doesn't go anywhere near the balloons. And he's like, that's all right, dude. Here you go. I'll give you a little fucking beanie baby. And it's like some just completely warped, like sewed wrong fucking thing. And he's like, but if you do another seven for a dollar, you could get this, you know, bigger stuffed toy and bigger one in.
You just have to go on to the fucking most rigged track we have.
100%. That dude is a carny. He is a carny.
Oh, yeah. For like sure. In real life, so, like they just grabbed him off of a carnival for this movie.
He was Anthony Kiedis still on drugs.
So John Frusciante then.
Yeah. It was Iggy Pop in his greatest role. Yeah.
But man, what a setup, what a start, like the visuals and just the way the movie shot. You can tell it's a little low budget, but I gotta commend everybody who worked on this film, because they really made a little go a long way. And
And they squeezed blood out of every penny, man. They really went for it.
Writer and director Ryan Kruger, he did a great job. This is a trip. I really hope he gets a big budget film after this, because it's I could see him going far, or just making this a franchise, which we'll get to at the end. I definitely want to discuss what you want for a Fried Berry 2.
Oh, for sure.
Electric Barilloo. I don't know. And I got to say, Barry must go on the Mount Rushmore of Fried Berry. Deserves to be up there with the four greatest berries of all time. Barry White. Barry Manilow and shit.
Barry Bonds.
I don't know.
Barry Bonds.
I was going to say Gibbs or Bonds. I don't know.
Barry Gibb has got to be up there, right?
We can get rid of Manilow for Bonds, I swear.
Yeah, it's like once you get Fried Barry on the Mount Rushmore, it's like who's got to go? It's Bonds or Mount Manilow?
Mushmore.
Mush.
I got to look up who the director of photography was for this too, because I really like the sequences with the aliens. They look fucking weird. They almost look like Creature of the Black Lagoon mixed with a gray or something. I had to pause it.
Did you see the Jack Nicholson cosplay alien?
No.
The dude on the corner who was like this, and he walked by him and he
saw
his face, and he was in Jack Nicholson cosplay. Right.
That was so,
what the fuck was that?
And then he just shows up again, like at the end when everything is weird.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
Relatively.
That ties him in.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like, oh, he laughed and then he danced like an hour and a half later. And I was like, I don't get it.
Did you guys get the same warning before the movie? Is that part of the movie?
That's part of the movie.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, I wonder if that's
along with the intermission.
Yes.
Yeah. If that would have been real, that would have been so dope.
Right.
Is that part of like the South African Film Institute? Or did they make that for the film, you think?
It seemed weird as fuck.
I feel like they took it from some old theaters. I feel like maybe. It got used back in the day. I could be wrong, but that's my assumption. It looked very authentic.
Yeah.
70s.
Yeah. And it was right on the money, right? Because what follows in the movie is a total just onslaught of drug, sex, violence, insanity. Let's go through it, right? Because in the club, which they've already established there's some gay sex coming on, you know, coming and going in this club. And then he blows black jizz on this guy's face and starts burning the guy up.
In the next scene, he eats a hot dog in the least gay way you possibly could after you just got blown by a dude.
Yes. I love there's multiple scenes with people eating hot dogs, and I don't know why.
Which they were also selling during the intermission, don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very strange. They were like, go get a hot dog.
Remember,
hot
Barry was eating a hot dog. Remember when he finally ate?
Yeah.
He was mauling that hot dog in a weird way.
Like I said, it's the least gay way you can eat a hot dog. He didn't like go this way with it. He was like,
that's right. Yeah.
Like it was a corn on the cob.
Yeah. In Fried Berry 2, he needs to get launched into another area of the world, like on Missing 411, where they where they believe like there's one part in that documentary where there's someone, it's believed there's like a portal and you come out somewhere else, like in a field or like
Stargate.
Maybe I'm crossing that with that guy who was making the rounds back in the day, who they made the movie about, who was like a logger or something. And he was sucked up into the, he was sucked up and probed. And shot out somewhere else. Right.
They found him in Norway, if you
shoot out Barry in the States and he meets Joey Chestnut at the Nathan's hot dog and just destroys him. And he becomes the champ.
Tom DeLonge is the 20 dogs in the movie.
Did you just call him? Wait. Say his last name again.
DeLonge. Is that right?
That's so great. I never heard anyone say it like that, but say it again.
I've literally never heard anybody say his name but me, so it doesn't matter. The crazy alien guy from Blink 182, the bad guy in that movie. That's how that would be.
Yes. He'd be like, you're full of shit, bro. You don't like, he would totally Herb Tom DeLonge out. I call him DeLonge, but maybe it's DeLonge.
It might be DeLonge. DeLonge. DeLonge.
The lozenge.
The lozenge.
Let's just agree we're both right.
If Tom DeLonge has a sore throat, he definitely goes and gets a Tom DeLozenge.
I got him.
Yeah. I think that'd be a marketing dream right there.
So here's what I wrote. I wrote, sharing needles? Ah, aliens.
Check. Sharing needles? Check. Blowing black jizz on a man's face? Check.
Wild.
First of all, the as soon as they beam him back to Earth, you're just ready, right? You're like, you got to strap in because now all the questions come out. Like, all right, what do the aliens want? Like, what are they doing with Barry's body as this vessel? Are they purposely fulfilling desires that they can't attain with alien bodies? What is it?
Why wouldn't you pick Timothy Chalamet? And why wouldn't you?
Fair enough.
It's like, I'm going to South Africa and I want that.
Well, you saw those dudes up in the ship with the multiple melted faces. I feel like aesthetics is not their like strong suit. They're more on like space travel and doing weird shit to junkies, you know?
Yeah, I was like, what are those? Are those other experiments gone wrong or something? What was that?
You know what I think it was, literally, now that I'm thinking about it? And I'll tell you the exact moment that I figured this out later, but I think that was actually Barry.
Really?
Real? Hey, that's a good point.
They gave him the Kevorka, and he just like was getting every chick wanted to fuck him, right? And it was weird because he was only into it when he wasn't rubbered up, and then that thing with the hooker happened. That was the craziest part about the whole movie.
So the cinematography was Gareth Place. He's great.
Did he do that Nick Cage movie? The Color Out of Space? The Lovecraft story? Yeah.
Fuck that
movie. I never saw it.
Dude, I didn't see that either.
I wasn't a fan. Well, we don't have to get into that because we're talking about the cinematic masterpiece.
Genius.
That is Fried Barry, which... Okay, let's go through the insanity, because just when you thought it got so insane, it goes to new places where you're like, wait, what are we doing? So he meets a hooker. She's like, she gives him a freebie, right? What do they call that when a hooker gives a freebie?
Pro boner.
No, there's a term. There's like a term in the industry. I remember... shit, there's a term. I forget it. Anyways.
I don't know.
He goes raw. He raw dogs her, and then it's doggy style, right? And she gets instantly pregnant.
That's why I don't use that position.
It has the baby, and she's like, It came out of me, but it's not mine. Dude, it was... And
I mean, you'd have to just think that was like the shock of having an Insta baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like black jizz is like instant coffee crystals, but for babies.
And also it burned one guy, but
she was not having a good time. She was not having a good time.
No.
Like,
and then the pimp is like, and also, did you notice the beads? What have I always said? Nothing good happens when you got to walk through beads. The beads hanging is always a bad sign. When you got to walk through beads, you've crossed the threshold of insanity.
Yeah, it is kind of like you're entering hell.
You're entering a problem whenever beads are involved.
Some sort of like, weird over the hill sex club.
Yeah, or like someone who reads palms and bones is going to be back there. You know, just it's always a problem.
Carnies.
Or a futon shop that doesn't really sell futons, but they have a couple on display. And then you walk through the beads and all of a sudden there's kratom and dong pills and bongs and fucking movies futon on.
Speaking of, go support all of our sponsors.
Well, I just got to say, after that happened, I was like, all right, well, so he's further proving that he's a deadbeat dad, right? Because he just walks out just like when he sees his regular kid in the beginning before he's the Barian. He doesn't really care about the regular kid, but then wait, the wife sees him, right? Picks him up, but she doesn't know she's picking up the Barian, and the Barian is all about the wife now, and she's stoked, right? And he's hitting it every which way possible. But she makes him wear a rubber though, right? Because she's like, you're not getting a brother. She says to the kid.
But that was also that she went from pure anger to sex with him in no time. No transition. Just, he wants to do this. Let's, okay.
The Kavorka. You ever seen that Seinfeld episode where Kramer could just bang any chick he wants and he's the weirdest looking dude? And the rabbi is like, you have the Kavorka. It's like a curse where every chick wants to have sex with you. And this is the moment when he came in and talked and like fed the kid and was being fucking weird after he banged his wife. I was like, here's what I wrote. He's for sure an alien. Right, like that. That's I wrote it down. Right, like you can't see because the thing. But, he is for sure an alien at this point because he like that's what I think the movie was about. I think they took him, replaced him, so they could breed more aliens. So they give him some pheromone bullshit, put him in a fucking human body, have him go bang some hookers and pop out some instant berries.
Yeah, and herein lies the confusion. It's like, you want to make a race of that man?
Yes. Right, because then you see the hooker who had the baby, he bashes the pimp over the head, right, with a pipe. But then he falls out, and then she takes him back to the den of iniquity or wherever. And then all of a sudden you see young Barry is a clone of him, right?
Like full grown man. Like he is fully grown man.
Yeah. With a man butt.
Great actor. This guy deserves, give him all the awards. This guy.
He kind of killed it.
Every movie should be cast with a heroin addict with the promise of heroin as pay. They will get anything done.
Quick interruption for all you, I guess, can we say potheads?
Well, just
people who like to rage.
If you have a certain oral fixation.
There you go. This episode is brought to you by the one and only Yo Delta. YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And they're giving you some Delta 8 vape or gummies. It's not my thing, but Brian, tell these lovely listeners of ours what to expect if they're over the age of 21 and they live in a state where Delta 8 is legal.
Well, of course, use responsibly. But Delta 8's a compound that can be found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and apparently it gets you super high.
YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off.
Go to YoDelta.com and use the official code for GAS Digital, which is capital GAS.
25% off. YoDelta.com, home of Delta 8. Now back to the show.
Fried Berry needs to be like Hellraiser, and there needs to be 10 to 20 movies that most people probably haven't seen, but are all fucking batshit crazy. And you're like, wait, what? Like, you ever watch like Hellraiser 8? And you're like, what did I just watch? What?
Yeah, but they definitely lost their way.
That is a good way to put it.
But with this, you can just do whatever you want, because I want to see more misadventures of Fried Berry. I mean, Fried Berry is franchise gold. I want the Fast and the Fried Berry, or the Fast and the Furious Fried Berry. I want it all. Let's do mashups.
The Fried Let's do and the Furious.
Dude. Yeah, it's kind of like that movie Crank.
So good. I love the sequel.
Yeah, it's kind of like Crank. But there's also like an element of something else in there that's something weird.
It's like Sam Raimi, you know, like it's like the Evil Dead, you know, from back in the day, like that. It's at like that kind of camp.
Yep.
You know,
well, anybody who knows a creative type of person, or who knows someone in one of these big cities all over the world, Cape Town was a great backdrop for this movie, because I've been there, and you know, like, there is a wide range of tweakers and panhandlers and just scammers and pimps and hookers and children on the street and just maniacs. But it's just like Detroit or Miami or
big Detroit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or LA. But that's everything from the hospital patients to the grocery store scammers. It's just, yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it. I was just like, I kept having to rewind it and go, what did I just watch? And then I had to take notes.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just kind of an overload. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. But at the same time, you're just like, oh man, I can't stop laughing at how crazy this is.
I mean, puking on sidewalks, sharing needles, stabbing hobos under bridges.
Now, why
bathroom blowjobs?
Why was the puking on the sidewalk there? Right, he just watched that girl throw up on the sidewalk and then stared at it, and then they were like, "New scene."
Yeah, they're right to another scene. I'm like,
no reason.
Is he gonna pick it up? Is he gonna play with it?
I thought he was gonna eat it.
That came to mind too.
And I was like, no, I can't watch this. No.
We need a director's cut. We need director's commentary.
There was more.
There has to be. Think about, I mean, it was 90 minutes, which I thought was a good length. There's definitely moments where you're like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, some time could have been shaved off.
But I was thinking, if you were going to cut out some of the parts, it's very hard to decide, because you want to establish, especially when he sort of like rises from the dead in the hospital, and then he gives the wife the full rundown without having to tell her, like the telepathic rundown by holding her head, and then she's like, it all makes sense now.
She's like, yep, got it. Let's go.
I love that.
And they run into the chick who had his fried baby, Barry baby, and she was just like, come help us. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, she's with it.
Yeah, she's like, all right, yeah, I'm coming. I'm helping. It was like a few movies mixed together, right? It was like something weird and Lovecraftian, but also like Free Willy towards the end. You know, like it had like a lot of Free Willy vibes. Like, no, we got to get him out. And they get him to the thing. He does the jump over, which is like him shooting up. And then that's it. But then Free Willy 2 happens. And that's the last scene of the movie. Like the intro to Free Willy 2. And you're like, wait a second. Didn't he get out? What happened here?
But you don't. Yeah. But we don't like the regular Barry. We like the Barryan.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But I was trying to think, okay, what's the message? Like, what's the deeper meaning and the deeper messages in this? Is it about mental illness? Is it about drug addiction? Because if it is about drug addiction, there's definitely moments. Anybody who's ever dealt with a severe drug addict knows that that's not the real person. And they seem like a fucking alien. But in this, it's like reverse.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no thread through all of his actions. Everything has a random feel. And I think that's kind of what it is. It's just, heroin's just going to jack you up. You're going to have a really weird life on heroin. That to me is the story.
About an hour into the movie, I wrote down, hey, he hasn't done heroin all day. Because, like, that's when shit started getting really weird.
I wonder if Barry Fox was the other working title for this. Brian Underkoffler in the chat says that Ryan Kruger made the Vin Diesel movie Bloodshot. Is that true?
Really? Awful, bro.
I didn't see it.
What a bad movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I watched it on a plane and I was like, wait, what is going on? Like, I liked the nanotechnology idea, but it just, it wasn't executed properly. Vin Diesel is...
It's a comic book movie done by an independent independent production company. It was gonna be garbage.
Yeah, boy.
You know,
Andy Wilson says, "Was that Fire in the Sky?" Yes, that's it. I couldn't think of it. It was Fire in the Sky. It took place in Arizona.
Oh, about the lights.
Yeah,
I had a buddy who was living out there during that.
I played a show at Window Rock, and Window Rock, we did a Josta show out there. And Window Rock is supposedly a vortex, like a Stargate.
Hell yeah. I was just watching Stargate last night after I watched Fried Barry because I was like, wow. I need to watch something that makes sense.
No, Fried Barry makes perfect sense. The aliens see people and they're like, wait. Some people choose to have a moral compass. Some people, the compass is fucked. Can we find a balance of some sort, right? Because even though he's fucking and procreating, he also kind of finds some empathy, right? He's feeding the kid the yogurt. He tells the lady kind of what she wants to hear. Sure. And things start to become easier for him.
The woos got me. I laughed loud. What the first time Ric
Flaired this lady. During sex,
she was like, make some noise, and he just like blank stare and was like, woo.
Wait, that's it. The aliens just want to live that Ric Flair life.
That Ric Flair drip,
styling and profiling.
Brian Barry had that Ric Flair drip for sure.
Oh man,
that's dude, so
when
funny
when he Ric Flaired the lady. The nice lady or the older lady, right? Actually, yeah, because we didn't even talk about the older lady. He hit that first.
Yeah, but she like, had him wrap it up so she didn't get infected with the black goo. Ugh. And right, he was not into it.
Instaberry.
The Instaberry crystals.
So weird.
So when, like you said before, when he woke up in the hospital and he beamed the shit into her head, when we opened up that scene and like he was being rolled into the hospital, I was like, oh, he died in the apartment when they fucking shared needles. And this is like the actual end of the movie where it's just like, that was just him dying. Everybody turns out. Nope. He was a fucking alien. Like just
full on.
Oh, and then the light bulb drugs, right? That's what got him to the hospital was the light bulb drugs from the dudes that he met.
Yeah.
When he passed out on the street. Turns out you probably shouldn't do any drugs out of a light bulb. Something I learned from Fried Barry.
And also, don't know if I'd ever seen anyone smoke out of a light bulb.
I've heard of that.
I think were they using him kind of like the aliens were using him? Like they're like, is this shit gonna kill us? Let's make this dude do it first.
Did you see that light bulb? That shit was torched. That was a regular utensil.
Yeah.
But were they making him do it first to see if it was bad smack or what? Like, you know how you know what I mean? Like, would it have fentanyl in there?
Those dudes seemed a little tweaked out.
A little bit.
Can we talk about how much of a pussy the guard in the mental institution was that they just like yoked him up and that was wrap for him?
Oh, all of the fights were terrible.
And then the nightstick turned into a gun. And then they started shooting people.
Yeah, I'm like, why is his gun an assault rifle?
He's like, show me
the baton an assault rifle. And this doesn't make sense.
None at all. I loved
the patients talking to Barry. Oh, that was so hectic.
We used to get onion sandwiches.
Dude, it was like a Ozfest meet and greet in like somewhere outside of like, dude, it was like where they're talking at you and you're like, I'll have whatever he's having, whatever. Yep. I got to get on this level. Otherwise I'm not.
We don't need sleep here. This is meth country.
Yep.
Dude, it was, what was that guy saying to him?
I can't even remember what they were talking about. It was like just some fun. Like first they were like, hey man, you can't just be passed out with no pants on. Like they'll send you to jail. What the fuck? Here, smoke out of this light bulb. Like I'm pretty sure that's how that conversation went.
Gary Green is the name of the actor. Is he on Instagram? Can someone get me his app?
I'm looking.
Have to start a Gary Green fan club. We need a Fried Berry franchise.
Oh, yeah. A Gary Green t-shirt is just, that's money.
Yeah. Where's the Fried Berry merch?
Oh, no, wait. This can't be good. No, that's not right. Never mind.
If the Looney Bin was his mind, like creating these characters to be like, hey, let's drive these aliens out of your mind. Like, is he just in his head and that's not happening?
Well, no, wasn't he just kind of like trapped in his body?
I don't think Barry was there. I think it was Barium or whatever we were calling him.
No, I don't think Barium was there at all. Yeah, just, you know, they had him. He was, you know, like in the water and all that. It just, yeah, he was gone.
Oh, I got it. It's actionman.green on Instagram.
Actionman.green?
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
1,122.
That's it? We got to get everybody to follow him.
Bump this man up.
He needs to win all the awards for his portrayal of Fried Berry. And
he was kind of amazing. The movie is weird. It's hard to follow because it's so much input. But he kind of killed it.
I think he played himself, to be honest.
No, he has to go on to something great like this. It kind of reminded me of like the dude who's like, I'm the captain now. And now you see him in everything. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was like from Somalia, I think.
Whatever, you can't see that. But he for sure, at least at some point in his life, quite possibly for a long portion of his life, did heroin. You can't have that face and have not done heroin. That face is the heroin face. They're all related.
Yeah, there's definitely a... he reeks of familiarity.
Yes, for sure.
No, he really did. Like I just pictured him loading in Super Joint Ritual outside like some club, like
just a drum tech.
Just dude, the dude is amazing. He's amazing. This is not a kid's movie, so please, especially when there's shit getting inserted into the head of Barry's dick. And there's like,
oh, dude.
I mean,
from Patrol to Fried Berry. Come on. You're killing me, Small.
Oh, yeah. Border was, yeah.
Yo, all these.
Yeah, I mean, the border. Sorry.
Let's do a mashup. Let's do a crossover where Fried Barry ends up in the woods with Tina.
And the dude troll.
And Vore?
Vore. Him and Vore are hanging out, banging like woodland critters.
Trafficking children. It's terrible.
Baby squirrels.
Just getting high and eating maggots.
you could deer. Do a lot of fun Fried Barry crossovers. If you could get the rights, like any IP that you could get the rights to, I mean, Freddy vs. Jason made money. You might not have liked the movie, but it made money. So Fried Barry
versus Mr. Bean.
I immediately thought Swamp Thing. Fried Barry.
Oh shit.
Oh yes. I was gonna say that's so funny you said Swamp Thing, because I was gonna say Howard the Duck or Doctor Strange or something really weird. Like something, some comic Fried book Barry, type of character.
Oh, you know what Fried Barry looks like? When they put God in the Marvel comic books. I'm not even kidding. Give me 1 second. I will pull this up.
Oh, that's hilarious. And by the way, you know they're going to do a Howard the Duck movie. You know it's coming back.
If not a Netflix, really? Like a Disney Plus series for sure.
Yeah, I can see it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, Disney Plus, though, then it's going to be like PG. No?
No.
No, they do stuff on Disney Plus.
They don't do hard R fucking... NC-17 like Fried Barry, though.
No, they're not pulling a Fried Barry.
I mean, what do you think about Fried Barry meeting like the Tromaverse? Like Fried Barry meets the Toxic Avenger, or Fried Barry
looks like the Toxic Avenger.
Kabuki Man. Fried.
Oh, that's Fried Keanu.
That's what, yeah, right? That's what God looks like in Marvel Comics.
Wow.
When he decides to be a person.
Really?
It looks like Fried Barry.
Dude.
It looks like Godzilla.
Fried Barry 2, when he comes back and he's like, what the fuck? They took over my body, blah, blah, blah.
And he just beats the fuck out of his wife because he has no one else to be mad at.
Fried Barry 2, the second coming.
Oh, boo. Oh.
It was there.
No, for sure. I loved it. Every second of it.
I thought at some point he was gonna like fly the ship, because when he was flying, that was amazing. I literally laughed out loud when he was flying, but he was dreaming, right? Because he was he's walking into the area where the thugs were, and then they fuck him up, right?
Was that heroin?
Yeah, it's like, you know, he's being affected by that while all this is happening. So, there's so much happening in this movie.
Well, like I said, I don't think that that was Fried. I don't think that that was Barry. I think Barry was in the ship, because at the end of the movie, you just hear him fall out of the fucking sky. And they're like, Barry?
Was that Barry that fell out, or was that the was alien for returning?
But no, you for think sure, because I think Barry was in the ship the whole time from the beginning when he got beamed up. He got replaced by this alien that was like, okay, I need to bang some chicks and live my life. I live right next to an airport. I'm sorry.
That makes sense. Okay.
That's what I think the movie was. I think it was the story of this alien, like, learning those human lessons, like, oh, look, I'm going to take care of this kid, and I'm going to, like, at least show this woman some affection because she really wants it, like all this other shit. But he was really just there to bang chicks with instant baby Barry crystals, you know? And he just didn't understand, like, that getting blown by the gay dude wasn't going to make a baby. It was just going to burn that dude's face off, you know?
Well, so that dude can be the villain in the next movie. Like, he's all burned up.
Yep.
He sees young Fried Barry. Because the ripple effect, the consequences of them abducting Barry are totally felt now, right? We don't know what he's going to be like if they make a sequel, but I would imagine... now that he's come in contact with all these people, there would be good follow-ups with everybody. Like, hey, you're that motherfucker that ate all the ecstasy at the club, or you're the motherfucker that blew the black jizz on my face, or you're the motherfucker. So, you know, the pimp, the whole thing. Like, does Barry turn into some sort of Punisher type character, a John Wick type character? Does he go with the aliens? I don't know. There's the possibilities are endless.
Well, we all know people who've done heroin, right?
Oh, yeah.
We know what Barry's going to do.
More heroin.
No, what if this is like ayahuasca? Like, what if getting abducted is like the ayahuasca where you come back and you're just, no, I don't need this anymore?
Because a lot more people would be getting abducted.
I went down a whole South African folklore rabbit hole last night.
I haven't been yet. I want to go.
Oh, dude, you got to go. I had a blast when I went. It was a great time, a great show. Went and did all the touristy stuff, which was fun. You know, saw a baby giraffe, like literally it was just born. Got to go in the thing with the leopards and the lions.
Some shows. There were some shows set up. I was supposed to go swim with sharks and all that, and just shows got canceled. So that went out the window. That was a bummer.
Damn, did you go swim with sharks, Jamie?
Get back. No, I didn't do that, but I will do that if someone wants to. Someone wants the hookup. Like, you know, Dean Carr. Shout out to Dean Carr. He did the photo on Perseverance. He did the cover for our Perseverance album. He used to do a yearly shark dive with Adrian from Iron Maiden, I think.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Dope. And he would always used to invite me, and I never took him up on it, probably because I was trying to get sober. And Dean is a rager. I don't know if he still rages like that, but I was just thinking like that much raging and sharks, I don't know if it would mix well.
Yeah. I promised myself a long time ago to never put myself in a position to be eaten by a shark. It's pretty easy. It is.
Oh, let's play that clip of the lady who's like, you went in their house. That's their house. You ever see that?
No.
Oh, there's a great YouTube clip. We probably can't play it.
Nah,
but it's amazing where she's like, she's a bigger lady. And she's like, you went in the shark's house, motherfucker. What'd you expect? But anyways, the South African area is just like, it's so rich with history and folklore and spooky, strange shit. Like, you ever hear that Adam's calendar? It's a site that they think was constructed like 75,000 years ago. I think it's called Mpumalanga. It makes you think there was a civilization that was super advanced that was wiped off the earth by some sort of extinction level event, but they had, I mean,
or the first COVID,
the first fried berry visit.
I would have never guessed how to spell that with the Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Who puts an MP next to each other?
It's like their Stonehenge, but even older. And it definitely corresponds with star signs and equinoxes and all that. It's a celestial calendar.
That's cool. Think,
right? Before Galileo.
No shit. I'm looking it up right now.
And maybe even before like the Giza pyramids or before Stonehenge. I don't know. But there's other good stories. Like, I looked up this one called the Pinky Pinky, which is real scary. It's a androgynous creature with rose tinted skin and pink hair. And it targets girls that are dressed in pink underwear. It's fucking weird. There's some crazy. I went down this whole thing, dude.
That sounds like something that like uninformed Christians made up. They were like, oh, I think I heard something about this. I'm going to make something else up. That's like the telephone game of like weird Christian rules.
It's just like, yo, we got our own Candyman.
Yes. Look up the Mermaids of Karoo. That's a weird one, too. Or the.
Oh, yeah. They have their they have a whole litany of stuff, man. This is awesome. Oh, I'm going to delve into this.
Look up the Birdmen of the Eastern Cape. Also, there's some prison island or something that, or an island that used to be an island for the lepers. They would send anybody that was afflicted with leprosy out on this island. I'm like, that's hell terrifying.
Yeah.
That's metal as fuck. Just yeah, live on an island full of melting people.
Friedberry, I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. It's the perfect movie to watch right now when you just need a break. I mean, dude, I've muted the words verdict. I've muted so many words on Twitter, yet still I go on there and just I've muted multiple V words, multiple the mandate word. I've muted so much shit. Still, I'll go on there and I'm like, oh God, I gotta block this fool, mute this dude. Friedberry takes you away from all that. And it's there's no woke bullshit. There's no, it's just a pure escape with no agenda, really, right?
That is exactly what it is.
I think there was an agenda, which is don't do heroin. But that's fine. I'll take that message every day.
It's like, this is the worst party of all time.
Yeah. Like, it's, you can't get out either. It's fucked
just
up.
Say no. That was the, that was actually.
Quick interruption, letting you know that today's episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast is brought to you by Seek and Strike Records, a great company with a ton of cool bands on their roster. You've heard our podcast we did on the Jossa Show with Nicholas Carlson from Orbit Culture. They have a double LP, which is available for pre-order now. It's coming out in February. Go to seekandstrike.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10 and you'll save 10%. While you're there, get some Upon a Burning Body merch. Maybe you want a Decayer shirt. Maybe you want a Wind Covenant CD or LP. It's all there. And we love the Orbit Culture boys. So make sure you support them too. Seek and Strike Records. Thanks to them. Go to seekandstrike.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Now back to the show.
If you want to go down a real crazy conspiratainment rabbit hole, and Brian, this will just be for the Patreon folks.
Here, hold on 1 second. Ready? And we're back.
All right. Yeah, because that shit's like, they try to scrub that from the internet every time it's talked about. Anyways, should have been on Patreon, patreon.com/JOSTA. Howard, you got the Scion coming out November 26th.
Woo-hoo.
Any word on the physical? Where can we get a CD or vinyl? Is it going to happen?
Not as of yet. We haven't gone that far. We're just happy to be able to release it digitally. I'm sure as time goes on, we may have to come back and address physical stuff. But right now, we just want to release it. So, it's going to get released. And Jared and I are doing a live stream with Nick Nocturnal on Friday.
Sick.
Awesome. Yes, and I'll be doing a live stream with Corpse Grinder Christmas Eve with Nick Nocturnal. So make sure you tune in for that.
Respect the neck.
Yes. And have you put up your Christmas decorations yet?
Me? No.
All right, good, because Corpse Grinder has.
And of course he has.
Of course he has.
He is very festive.
It makes me happy that Corpse Grinder loves Christmas.
I'm going to send you a Corpse Grinder Christmas card then. I'll make sure he makes it out to you. Yes.
Okay.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie, Howard?
Wow. Actually, I'm truly a fan of, when it comes to Christmas, just a plain sugar cookie.
Straight up. No, you don't need the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
I want a buttery, sugary cookie.
Dude, that sounds good right about now. I like the peanut butter ball, like dipped in the chocolate, and the chocolate's like a hard shell on the outside. That's the best one.
There you go. I also want my cookie a little soft.
I ate a lot of marzipan during Christmas. It's not a cookie, but.
No, it's not, but still.
It's very Euro of you.
Yeah, well, my family, like my grandparents are from Europe, and my mom carried over some of the traditions there, I guess. So
nice.
We do all the things like fucking candles on the tree, like a sick fire hazard. Make every year I get older and she still does it, I get more terrified every year.
Dude, that's like
so much flame.
It's so much fire, dude. It's so much fire. It's out of control. Every year I'm just like, this is a worse idea than it was last year. We've done it my whole life, but it didn't it's just as I got older, it just progressively got more anxiety.
Yeah, and older people around open flame, that's not a great idea.
No, especially now when they're drinking like a hot toddy and it's like flammable.
Right?
Like Jameson straight with a...
Everybody's like, all hammered and shit.
Yeah, that drink like, is like an accelerant.
What are you drinking? Accelerant. Merry Christmas, Bill Brodsky. What's that? Bill Brodsky.
I love those sketches, man.
That was probably the last time I watched that piece of shit show.
those were funny. Those were some money sketches. But dude,
so funny.
What do you like? What are you going to snack on?
Oh, dude, I got a whole menu planned. Yeah, I'm making a lasagna. I'm making two different types of gravy. Yo, I don't laugh, but I made because someone in the family is gluten free. You know how it goes these days. You gotta be inclusive. I made a gluten free gravy. It's actually pretty fucking good. I was surprised. Yeah.
What'd you use to thicken it up?
Gluten-free flour, but not like a coconut one or an almond one. It's like I want to say kava, but maybe it's not kava. It's something else. I forget what it's from, but it's not potato. Maybe it's brown rice and something else.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But it worked. And I used vegetable stock because they're also vegan. So it's a vegan gluten-free gravy. I got to say, it came out pretty fucking good. I used vegetable stock. I used a little bit of tamari, a little bit of garlic sauce, some fresh rosemary, fresh thyme, fresh sage, a little bit of salvia. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, salvia is in the same family as sage. So I always think about that.
Like, I'm going to go smoke some sage and trip out.
I remember this when I was a little more caveman-ish. I haven't had this in years, but I did it several times, a turducken. You make gravy. You make the gravy out of that. It's something special, and it's because of the duck. It just, that changes the flavor of that gravy, where it's like, I don't know what I'm eating, but I want to pour this on everything, including my desserts.
The duck
goes in
the chicken, and then the chicken goes in the turkey?
Yeah, it's like a duck, chicken, turkey. Yeah.
Wild.
Dude, that wild. Is that, so is
you
a
order. You can order.
That is a poultry apocalypse. That is
I done it at least three times.
It has to be hard.
It was a long time
ago. It has to be hard to carve, no?
It's not because they've done, like, if you can order it and they deboned it.
Oh, and it's all cracked and
it's done.
You just
get
in there like some sort of weird fucking alien.
Oh yeah, you just heat it and carve it up. Yeah, so that's kind of nice. But I'm not going through the steps of shoving things in myself.
Hard. I don't shove things in myself either. So high five.
so does it come on some dry ice and you crack it open and it's like,
or yeah, it's just
like smoke coming out of it. Like, does it come on ice?
Like, it's like a Quiet Riot video.
It's packaged, you know, and they can make a ton of them.
Dude, that duck fat. You mix the flour in, you make your brew.
Dude,
it's game on.
That was the best gravy I've had in my life.
Yeah, Kirk got a place right by him that does the turducken.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. This shit looks bananas.
I'm not a huge turkey fan because I always think about John Joseph going, yo, you are what you eat, bro. You want to be slow and dumb and get hit by a car on the side of the road. That, like, that's what I think about with turkeys. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, he kind of makes a point there. But then you're not going to eat some fast predator. That's disgusting, too. Like,
and also that saying that no vegetarians or vegans have been hit by cars.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, but plants just sit there.
Yeah, they're kind of rooted to the ground. I am not.
But you know what I mean? Like, now you could, there's definitely alternatives that are pretty fucking good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I eat a lot of different stuff like that. It's fun. But
but if both you and I were at some other place, like if we were visiting somewhere and they came out with like a fucking elk tenderloin, we would tear that fucker. Well, then,
I'll partake. I'm okay with that.
You'd be like, Howard would be like, throw this in a pan with some duck fat for me.
I am that guy who's like, hey, have you ever tried? Probably.
Like, do you have any other animals you could fry this one in?
So, speaking of frying, let's get back to fried berry. The one thing that this movie missed was fried berry doesn't have the big line. He doesn't have the catchphrase.
No, there was no catchphrase. That is very true. I mean,
you're a good listener.
Hilarious. But no catchphrase. No.
Mad people told him he was a good listener. I feel like that was the through point in his conversations. I wrote it down like four times. I was like, this has to mean something. I'm just going to write down every time it fucking happens. Turns out, I don't think it meant anything. They just used the line like 100 times.
I think it was just, hey, we need a common thread.
Yeah.
That works.
Be like, yeah, Barry, shut the fuck up and just listens to people. So this is what it's going to be. Like, he literally doesn't say anything. Even the cashier lady was just like going to town on that water bottle. So that's why I'm saying, I think it was like he was replaced and he was like just some walking sex pheromone trying to pop some instant Barry crystals.
That he just couldn't lose. I mean, man.
Except for that
what
face.
What did I write down for that part? For that part, I wrote, this is the horniest Kroger I've ever been. I had so many notes that we didn't get to, but
I was just going to say, just one thing I did notice about Barry, he has no eyebrows.
None.
Just Barry, gone.
Barry's looking like John Legend's wife there in the eyebrows. Or what's her name?
Chrissy Teigen.
He just looks like a negative image of Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, shit.
Dude, poor Whoopi has got to be pushing 380 by now on a cane, like, back.
Oh, really? I haven't seen her, and I really haven't looked at her. I don't know.
She only wears muumuus these days, right?
Dude, really? Whoopi she might need to skip Thanksgiving hit the Peloton or something. Okay. Listen, I'm no Adonis. I got it as well. I'm just saying, like, I saw her and I was like,
bro,
this is a problem.
I didn't know.
Hold up. What the fuck?
Oh,
that. No. You got to see her on the cane. You got to see. Well, listen, we don't have to. No disrespect to Whoopi.
I mean, a little bit. But this is not the opinions of the Josta show or how awesome is this. This is my personal opinions.
Yeah, that was all Brian. If anybody's listening that knows Whoopi, that was all Brian.
Not riffing. Her name just came up randomly. That was all.
Put Whoopi in Fried Berry 2.
I didn't know she was walking with a cane. It's crazy.
Anyways.
Now I want to see a photo of it.
I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
Okay, listen.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my God.
Stop, please. We have to be better. We have to be better here on the How Awesome Is This podcast. Listen, before we go. I knew you were going to show that one. And I was
I haven't looked at her in years. I had no idea.
Wow. That it's like Whoopi Brando.
It really is. Oh my God.
By the way, there's another rabbit hole you can go down if you want to. Post 9/11, Michael Jackson, Brando, and Elizabeth Taylor driving in an RV because they couldn't get flights. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Oh, dude.
Is this turning into a weird sex story that I'd rather not hear?
Yeah, not like Richard Pryor and Brando's sex story. Not like that. But a story like that's it's so crazy that it's not made up. You know what I mean? One of those.
But yeah, I'm going to have to look at that just for the heck.
He's like, Marlon, there's no flights. You got to get an RV with me and Liz. Come on, man.
You're never going to fit in this bathroom.
No number two. Put the paper in the basket. We got to stop at Flying J.
No solids in the RV.
We don't have a grinder.
What do you mean we don't have a grinder? We had a grinder in every trailer. We had a grinder in every RV trailer.
So they pile into a Toyota Camry?
Oh, dude, you looked it up. You found it, right? You're gonna lose your mind when you read this. Someone tried to make a movie about it, I thought.
That is amazing. It's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
They took the towers down, but they didn't take us.
I could just see Marlon like,
we're going to war.
I don't even know what he sounds like. I'm like, I sound like I'm a winded Whoopi Goldberg on a treadmill or something. All right.
This is crazy.
We got to go.
They thought that they were going to be the next targets for 9/11. Like 9/11 and then now Michael Jackson. Like that's what they thought. They were like, let's blow up the Twin Towers and make sure we get Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, and fucking Brando. Wow.
I don't know if this is true, but supposedly he was playing MSG on the 10th and he was gonna or the 12th. Was it the night before or the night after? Marlon was like, I need a chair on stage. And he was like, you can't be sitting on stage in a chair. But so then I guess they put him in the front row, but he had to have his own chair or something. Maybe you could look that up.
They could have just put, why not just put him on like a really big Roomba?
And just vacuum the backstage.
Yeah. He's just moving around.
He's got blanket on his lap. Fucking they're vacuuming up Bubbles shit backstage. They got,
no, that's ignorant. He's like,
why are all these kids in the green room? Whose kids are these in the green room?
Be like, oh, is my delivery here?
Why is Corey Feldman under the desk? Why is Macaulay Culkin in the shower? Marlon Brando's just calling out all the terrible shit that's going on.
Those are my friends. That's backstage.
All right, this episode has taken a fucking turn. We're supposed to talk about Fried Berry 2 and where we wanted to go with it, but instead we talked about all rumors, celebrity Michael rumors, Jackson. And conspiratainment. Oh my god!
You guys all right. Are ignorant.
That's ignorant. Those are my friends.
This is why we can't have nice things. You have a fucking amusement park in your house. You know what I mean?
So apparently Brando made them stop at every KFC and Burger King they passed along the way from New York to Ohio.
Oh, dude, my God. Was this, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Was this pre, what was the thing? What was it called at KFC where it was the two fried?
The stacker.
No, it was like American cheese, bacon.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
The bun was two fried cutlets.
The bun was meat.
The double down.
The double down.
Look at this. Look, hold on. But before we leave, we have to show
another double down. Michael, pull over.
Something and then have your heart hurt.
Look at this monstrosity. It's a grilled cheese. It's a, what is that? An egg sandwich? Just
get off this next exit. I need another double down. If you don't get off this next segment, you're going to see an ABC and a 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Dude. I don't know anyone who ate one of those.
I've never.
I did.
Was it the best thing ever?
No, like honestly, heroin? No, like honestly, I was honestly, I had to drink so much water for the next like 3 days. I could, it was like there, it was like all the water in the world couldn't bring me back. It was, I was that dehydrated.
New,
it's all the sodium.
New product in the test market in the Philippines.
No fucking way. That's what they were. God. That's what Fried Berry's going to eat in Fried Berry 2.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell, dude. Maybe we deserve coronavirus, like just as a species, you know?
What about Fried Berry Predator?
I'm sorry, but Fried Berry. Well, here's the thing. Barry got powder powers. Like barium.
That's true.
True.
The Baryon had powder powers. He brought that dude back to life. He tried to make that one dude's heart explode, but then he passed out. He fucking did something else that I was like, oh yeah, he's an alien. Look, he's definitely clearly an alien. So
Andy definitely. Wilson says, thanks guys, you're all crazy. Paul Scally says that double down thing looks like Fried Berry's fleshlight. No, I'm not kidding you. I ate the double down at KFC in North Haven when they used to have a KFC. And I swear I had like 6 Gatorades, vitamin water, Smart Water, Poland Spring.
Yeah.
It was like for days I was so dehydrated. I can't even explain.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's just, no, you're not supposed to eat that.
Yeah, dude, it's no. Just too much fucking oil, whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, so before we go, I got to remind you guys, we chose a movie on the Beastmaster episode that we never watched. Do you remember what movie?
Oh, no.
We did. I can't remember what it was.
Wait, did we choose Crawl?
No,
but no. That would be a good one. I don't remember what it was, but I know that because that episode finally came out for the public,
people were like, "Yo, where's this episode?"
Yes,
okay. We got distracted. We always get distracted with a different movie.
We definitely do.
It's just here's a, you know, a little disclaimer. It's probably not the movie that we say it's going to be next on the episode.
Yes. That was the point I wanted to make, was because we keep saying, like, don't get me wrong, people are amped for Ernest Scared. What was it?
Scared Stupid.
Yep.
Ernest Scared Stupid sounds like Ernest goes into like the Angola prison system because he's like a teenage delinquent and they're trying to keep him off, like trying to keep him on the right path.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they made one where he's really getting scared straight and they're talking just full on language, talking to him?
And he's just, it's just a lot of this.
Just
that's amazing.
Just Ernest, like just getting a fucking, just getting dressed down by like C. Murda.
Yeah, dude. No.
Sign me up.
If we're in South Africa, it's more like Colonel Bumpy. You know, like, oh, they got weird names, like fucking
Ernest locked up abroad. All right.
Oh my God.
Fried Berry Howard, what are you going to say on the scale of awesomeness?
You know, I'm going to give it a 6 just because it should have made more sense. but yeah, it's you can't think about other things watching this movie. You just, like, you don't know what's happening next, and so for that, yes,
unpredictable.
So I'm going to give this movie, Ryan, 1 point for every time I wrote "what" on my notes. That is 5.
I'm sticking with my 8.5. I really liked that it was unique and original. And sure, I know people are saying, oh, it's E.T. on acid or whatever else, but not really, dude. I don't see the similarities with E.T.
The alien was very friendly.
Well, if if Barry went into like a wall of stuffed animals and you just saw his face like in there with all of them, I mean, that's a terrifying image.
That's like a horror movie for sure.
But please send me that actor's Instagram. I want to get him a bunch of follows. And Ryan Krueger. Yeah, Ryan Krueger, please come on the show. We're sorry we didn't like Bloodshot, but hey, we know it's not your fault. It's probably had some fucking producer fucking up the whole shit.
You know what I'm going to say? The source material is not necessarily the best to pull from.
I don't know. Charlie was really psyched on Bloodshot. Like, Charlie thought, and shout out to Charlie, he couldn't make it today, but Charlie said he liked that comic. I think it's a very, what's the name of that? Variant?
Yeah, it's Image or so. I think it's Image from back in the day. Bloodshot was like with Wildcats and fucking all that other shit.
There were some good titles on Image.
For sure. Savage Dragon, like that whole universe.
Wow. Well,
I'm fucking nervous.
Fried Berry 2, are you in?
Does it exist? Or are we making?
I'll put up money right now. Where's the GoFundMe? I will put up money right now. But I want a Fried Berry meet and greet. I want a little, like I say, like promotional items is like little black jizz, like in an amulet that you wear around your neck.
Fuck that. We got to start giving people babies.
What if we write a record for Fried Berry and then we tour him like Guar, except he jizzes black space goo
instead of just squirting blood.
And yeah. At the end of the set, he just says, woo.
Woo! An evening with Fried Berry, but it's just like hardcore thrash the whole time. No, it's techno. It's like a rave and he's a DJ.
You know, Sia has the dancers, that little dancer girl. He could be like your little dancer girl, you know?
Oh boy.
But it's Barry. I'm not saying get a little girl to dance for you. You're not fucking Sia. It's way different. You get Barry to be your dancer. And you just have him sitting there
Yeah, we get it.
It's eating his own face.
All right. We will be back with either we'll have watched Ernest Scared Stupid or whatever movie we said we were going to watch on the Beastmaster episode. If anybody knows, shoot me a message. I forget what it is now, but it was a good one. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah. We should have watched that.
Yeah. I'll go back. I'll text you guys in a minute.
Cool.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks everybody from Patreon. We appreciate you. Chris Shea, Paul Scally, Andy Wilson, Seth Peters, Chad Green, Brian Underkoffler, and we will be back. We got Eric Rutan coming on next week. We got Ernie C from Body Count. We got Corpse Grinder coming on. We got a lot. We got a murderer's row of guests coming up after the holiday. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turducken and the duck fat gravy if that floats your boat. And that's it. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed the show, hit us with an email. Any movie suggestions, go to johnsonshow@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail, 201-677-8032. Coming up next week, we have a brand new episode of The Johnson Show with the one and only Trevor Sternat from The Black Dahlia Murder. He's the best. He's the best. We're going out on tour, so get your tickets. The VIPs will be up at martyrstore.net on Tuesday. I want to say it's Tuesday, January. Let me look at the calendar here. It is Tuesday, January 25th. Okay. So that's when the VIPs will be up. Tuesday, January 25th, martyrstore.net, Parkway Drive, Hatebreed, and Black Dahlia Murder. But we're not doing VIPs at all the shows. So just beware. All right. Don't got to freak out. It's going to be fine. We just announced Upheaval Festival, Disturbed, 3 Days Grace, Butcher Babies, Hatebreed, Star Set. I forget. You'll see. I posted on my Instagram, upheavalfest.com for tickets. That's in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 16th. Check out that show as well. If you want to donate to the show, it's at Jamie Josta on Venmo. JAMEYJASTA, or go to paypal.me/Josta. That's paypal.me/Josta. Any amount gets your shout out. If you got a show to announce, if you got a podcast you want me to shout out, if you got a friend who's got a birthday, whatever, any amount will get you a shout out. Anything above $20 gets you a care package in the USA. But I'm only doing the care packages until February 1st because we got to get it in the studio. Got to finish the Anjosta for All record, and we got to get all the Corpse Grinder pre-orders out and all the Crowbar pre-orders out. So martyrstore.net, we try to put a coupon code in the show notes, but listen, if you can't use the coupon code, just order it anyway. It's an extra $3. It's going to Kirk. It's going to George. It's going to everybody who needs it. Thank you to the Mad Russian Apothecary. Go to madrussianapothecary.com. Use the promo code JOSTA21. Check out the foot butter. That's the best product that I've been using. I love the beard oil too, but that one's great. Also, thank you to Seek and Strike Records. Go to seekandstrike.com after the podcast today. Get yourself some new merch from their awesome roster of bands and support a great label. Seekandstrike.com, promo code JOSTA10. JOSTA10 is also the promo code at indiemerchstore.com. Go to indiemerchstore.com. Get yourself a podcast shirt. Get yourself a Kingdom of Sorrow shirt or a JOSTA shirt. And don't forget, last but certainly not least, big thank you to the old folks over at patreon.com/Josta. You will see there's a new podcast up where I'm talking about Every Time I Die's breakup, giving some feelings about that. It's a little bit of a bum out, but try to put a silver lining on it. Send my love to the boys. That's up now on patreon.com/Josta. And of course, gasdigitalnetwork.com to hear the other two bonus episodes of How Awesome Is This Right Now. We have Ernest Scared Stupid. We watched that one. That was brutal.
And oh then, yeah, that was fucking rough. But
what's the other one with DMX? Now I already forgot it.
Exit Wounds.
Exit Wounds.
It's so awful. The name of it literally leaves your head the second you stop seeing it.
Yeah, rest in peace to the God. No disrespect to the God, DMX. And Steven Seagal. Yeah, that one's up. So just check the bonus content page. Subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You always get the episodes early. 600 plus episodes in archive. And we have new episodes up with Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder.
Ollie from Artspire.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Ollie from Artspire. Sorry. That's next week. That's the first one that
you guys are going to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Trevor, and then Nick Nocturnal, and then we got a bunch of surprises for the rest of the month. So thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. And yeah, we'll be back Monday with Ollie from Artspire. Bye-bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Jesse DeGroot, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Brian Underkoffler, Lee Walker, Matthew Thompson, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, James Hall, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Troy, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Nick Fowler,